Sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi everyone, this is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And hopefully you are getting sexier and happier after listening to the show. If you're not, what can I say? I mean, I don't get that. So this is an opportunity for you to get sexier and happier, and today is no exception. Before I tell you about the show, I want to let you know that this segment of the show is brought to you by Zestra, a female enhancement product, and you'll hear more about Zestra a little later in the show. Well, today is a little different format from the normal, well, I don't even know if I have a normal show, but today is a little different format in that today I'm actually going to be speaking about what I do together with another person, a partner that I work with, and we have this amazing modality that I didn't want to keep from you anymore. I wanted you to know all about it. So first, I want to introduce to you Michelle Younger, who is a master body worker. She's a healer, she's a tantra expert, and she's actually been an experienced body worker for 22 years. She's been touching bodies for a long time, and I can tell you right now that I've never experienced anybody's touch like hers, and from her touch and the things she got to know about and the things I got to know about, we put together something really special. And so today we're going to be talking about the sessions with Lori and Michelle. And it's really about something we call the four T's, transforming trauma through touch. So welcome to the show, Michelle.
Hi, Lori. It's my pleasure to be here with you today.
It's great to have you here. And yeah. You all should all know that Michelle's right here in the studio with me.
Yeah.
Usually the people are far away, but today she's up close and personal. So, Michelle, I'd like you to tell a little bit about how the body of work that we do evolved, because we are very special in our work together. And how would you say to tell people how we got into this?
Well, after doing massage for a number of years, I started a training in Tantra. I started to do Tantra work. And my first beginning class learning about Tantra, I met you, Lori, and you weren't too far ahead of me in that. It had been about 6 months that you'd gotten involved in Tantra, and we were learning how to clear the energy centers of the body, the chakras, first, second, third chakras, our base chakras, so we could actually move freely in the world and have more feeling in our body. And you and I, we knew we were speaking the same language. We had a similar energy about us. And together, you experienced my transformational body work, a particular work that I did. I'm an expert in coccygeal release, the tailbone, sacrum, and the muscles that surround that area. And you brought your expertise of hearing what needed to be cleared in a certain way people spoke. So we started to merge our creative expertises, and people would come and be with us. They would sit with us, they would learn from us, we would touch their bodies then, and now it has evolved into a very deep and powerful work for people that actually does clear cellular memory traumas through our touch and our listening.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's almost like, it feels sometimes like magic.
Well, it's felt magical in both of our bodies as we've done the work over the years. And that's an important thing for people to know, too, that we've actually done the work, that we show others that we touch others with. We've touched one another's bodies. We've had other people touch our bodies. We've done the work. We've cleared our lower chakras so we can open our hearts freely, so we can speak our truth, and we can be really connected with our inner wisdom. So our fourth, fifth, and sixth, our upper body energy centers, can move freely in the world because our lower body, first, second, third chakras are powerful and strong and clear.
Well, here's a good place for me to tell people, in case they don't know what the chakras are, about what they are. So, because you just mentioned it, it's good for people to really know, even if they know what the chakras are because they take yoga or something, they may not know what the issues are that surround these energy centers in the body. So this is a refresher for some of you, and for others of you, this could be the first time you hear it. So if you consider the body, if you look at your torso, let's say from your bottom where you sit all the way up to the top of your head, you have seven centers. These are not exclusive. The body has other centers, but these are the main ones that we speak of in yoga or in tantra or in energetic work. So the first one is your tailbone, is where you sit. It's your tailbone, your anus, your anal sphincter muscles. I know you've heard me say this before, but I just want to make sure you're getting this. At your root chakra, your tailbone, your anus, this area has to do with your original sense of safety and security, where you were born in the world, what it was like in your family of origin, what decade you were born, like how old you are and what the conversations were in the universe at that time. Also, it has to do with money, because money has so much to do with security. This would be like your basic foundation right there where the coccyx is and where your anus is. Your second area is sex, and your sex chakra or your sex center has to do with pleasure and pain. And it has to do with how much pleasure you've had in your life, how much pain you've had in your life, and also the lack of pleasure and pain. It may have to do with any issues around sex, but even before sex, it could be you didn't get a toy you wanted for Christmas, or the first time you ever asked anybody to dance, they said no, or it could be that you had the right birthday cake. It could be any of those things and the memory of those things. So that's all, those things are all stored in the sex chakra. And by the way, just in the work that we do, we like to tell people that sometimes they want to have pleasure, and so they're going to speed to having sex, you know, speed ahead. I want to have sex and pleasure in my life with my partner. And they don't know that they're trying to have pleasure and intense pleasure on top of all these unresolved cellular memories. So that's why these two areas are so important. The third that Michelle mentioned already, the third chakra, is your middle section. It's your upper belly and solar plexus. And this area has to do with your feelings, like all your feelings, how much you feel and the intensity with which you feel. And it also has to do with power, how you use or misuse power, how power has been used or misused on you. And these three together form a trinity of what's called the lower chakras, and there's so much stored in here. Consider that your placenta, the umbilical cord from your mother that fed you all her memories and her mother's memories and her mother's mother's memories, went into you right in that third chakra in the belly. And so there's a lot of genetic patterning and information that came to you through that. So those are the three we work with primarily. Just to give you the rest of them so you know what they are, the heart chakra has to do with universal connection to everything, generosity, compassion. It's not romantic. Romance has much more to do with the sex chakra and Hallmark than it has to do than it has to do with
the Lifetime channel.
Than it has to do with really feeling romance and love, etc. The heart chakra has to do with generosity. It has to do with compassion. And, you know, a lot of people, well, I'm just going to say this because you know me by now, but a lot of people who walk around in the new age, and that could be you, your heart chakra might be completely open and wanting to connect with people through universal love and unconditional love. And in fact, if you haven't cleared the lower three, not so trustworthy. It's not very integritous because your heart's open, but you may not have the discernment it would take once you have the lower chakras cleared, which is why we stress this so much. And also, it may just be that you're putting love on top of a toxic waste dump. Just saying.
Ouch.
The fifth chakra is your throat, and it has to do with speaking your truth, sharing your thoughts and feelings with others or not. Perhaps you withhold. And opening up this center is very, very important for connection with others and for putting your ideas into the world and having them manifest. And also setting boundaries. Setting boundaries is so important. The sixth chakra is seeing, your sight center. And it has to do with, do you see what's really there? Or do you make something up? And I assert that most people make things up. So when you're making it up, do you see the potential for what's there? Do you see beyond? Some people are psychic and they can see things beyond what's actually there. So it's something to consider, opening up this center and being able to really see, like surround sound, like full around. And then the crown chakra has to do with the connection to all there is, above and below and around, and everything that's abundant in the universe is possible when the crown chakra is open. So that's a quick rundown on the chakras. Michelle?
In a physical sense, working with bodies the way I do, I find that when the foundation of the body, just like the foundation of a building, when the foundation of a body is strong and clear and secure, then the upper body can relax. And the shoulders can come out of the ears, the rib cage can really breathe more fully, you can take some breathing room for yourself when the solid, clear foundation is put into place. So it's the same with any building or structure.
Like that, a bridge.
Like a bridge, yeah. That it can actually move and sway with the wind. And it's not going to fall down. It's solid on its foundation. The body is the same way. And this is what Lori and I deal with, really clearing that which is no longer necessary in the cellular memory of our foundation so you can build a powerful speaking, build a powerful loving, and build a powerful pleasure center and actual intimacy with another. Not through that toxicity, not through those painful memories, and even those kind of ambiguous, weird kind of memories that may not even be yours, that have come through from your genetics.
All right, good. Thank you. So this is a really good place for us to stop here for a moment. If you just tuned in, I'm speaking with Michelle Younger, who is my partner in something we call Sessions with Lori and Michelle. And we do transforming trauma through touch, and that means a lot of things. So in the next segment or two, we're going to talk about what that actually means, like who would come to us and why they call us and the kinds of things that we've been able to do. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back with Sex and Happiness. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra is safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Lori Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Lori Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Lori Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Lori Handlers, and I'm here today in the studio with Michelle Younger. And earlier I told you that Michelle is a master body worker. She's been touching bodies for 22 years. She's also an extraordinary healer and Tantra expert, and she and I have worked together for many years now, and we have evolved our work into something that's very unique and very, very powerful, and that's what we're talking to you about today. I felt I couldn't not talk about it anymore, especially on a show about sex and happiness. So today we're exposing this to you, and hopefully it'll be helpful to you. So Michelle, I want to talk a little bit about what we do with women, because we do different things with women than we do with men, and sometimes we even work with couples.
Yes.
So let's focus on women first.
What I found so prevalent right now in the news and women's magazines are all the diagnoses that women are getting who are having painful penetration, painful sex encounters, inability to be penetrated with a tampon or a sex toy or with a real live other person.
Who has a penis?
Who has a penis. Women are finding that with the painful penetration with their partners, there's a lot of not just discomfort physically, but certainly a feeling of failure, of being wrong, being broken, being damaged. And emotionally, this is very debilitating in coupledom.
This is like performance anxiety that men have always been thought to
exactly.
have performance anxiety, and now women are coming up with their own brand of performance anxiety.
Yeah. I find that there's certainly the physical aspect needs to be addressed. And Lori and I address this physical aspect. Physically, we teach women how to open their bodies, how to open their vaginas, how to break the images of how it's supposed to be while they're going through the reprogramming, if you will, of their bodies. But there's also the emotional aspect. And Lori and I touch this too. And like, why did we slam shut to start with? Is there more than the physical aspect? And we go deeply with women into how this occurred. And oftentimes we find it is scar tissue from a surgery.
Or an abortion.
Or an abortion, or in an abusive situation, or a molestation.
Right.
We do find those. And so again, addressing the emotional body, along with the mental body, along with the physical body, that translates and correlates exactly with their relations and the relationships.
Neither of us, Michelle nor myself, feel that anything ever has just a physical component. Yeah. And oftentimes what we find is sometimes when people go to their physician and they say to their physician, I'm unable to have sex. I can't get anything inside me. I mean, look, we know somebody who couldn't get a pencil in there. So, I mean, a pencil, a regular yellow number two pencil. I don't mean to laugh about it, but a lot of times physicians don't know what to do, and they don't even know what to recommend because they don't deal with the whole person that way.
Physicians often will just hand you a set of dilators.
What is that?
I know, exactly. What is that? What do I use this for? Here, use these.
Is that like sticking something in to stretch?
They're called vaginal dilators, and they come small, right up through regular man size. And they're very clinical looking. They're very non-sexual in any way. And women don't know what to do with them.
So they don't look...
They're not pretty. They're not glass.
They don't look like glass dildos or beautiful wands.
Yeah, you won't find these medicinal looking dilators at your sex boutique down the street. Also, physicians are finding that they're not doing their pelvic exams at a regular interval. And when they do, sometimes they're using a child-sized speculum. And even that is very painful for women who have the diagnoses. And I'm just going to mention a few of them for you. Vulvodynia, vaginismus, pelvic floor disorder, the incontinence. Well, that's the other end of the spectrum. We've got the women who come to us that are closed, and then the women that are so wide open that they're incontinent both rectally and vaginally. And Lori and I are finding that much of this out of controlness in their emotional life is translating absolutely to their structure, their foundation, their first and second chakras.
They're amazed at how much stuff they're carrying there. I know that you're all familiar with carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. People do that. That's like a really common thing, and it's been a common expression for as long as I can remember. So I know you know what it's like to have stress on your shoulders and in your neck, and maybe even in your hands from computer typing. And so you go get a massage. This is like the same kind of stress, only held inside the vagina, or held inside the yoni, as we call it in Tantra, and also in the rectum, and in the stomach. And some of it comes from sitting too much, and then lots of it comes from emotion from the past, emotion in the current, and all the not healthy ways of holding the body. There's so much that goes into this. So those are some of the things that we address in terms of women. Anything else you want to say about that?
What I'd like to say is once we do address some of the emotional and do emotional clearing and some cellular memory clearing through voice and through touch of the body, Lori will explain a little more about that touch that we do that's so magical is the word you use.
Yeah, it is magical. Yeah. I mean, people get up from a session with us and their voice changes, they speak more in their power, and then their whole countenance changes. They look taller, they're smiling.
Well, they get their divinity. They get that they are divine.
Yeah.
That they really never were broken, that there was just much on top of their true self. I'll say that once we do those layers first, that the physicalness is astounding to the women we've worked with, where they can have penetration with small wands, specifically G-spot wands, a finger, a small sex toy to start, that they're amazed that anything will go into them after nothing has gone into them for so long.
What's the longest that we've worked with? Can you remember?
Ten years.
Ten years.
A woman had not been able to have anything put inside of her.
And this was what we would call a pretty happily married woman.
Long-term relationship, adoring husband, and patient and tolerant husband. And they found other ways to have pleasure, and yet it, like Lori mentioned before, it was on top of all the toxic emotions and cellular memory that would have her close her body that way, even to the one she loves the most.
And then the performance anxiety, and then the guilt, and then the shame, and then everything else. I think before you made a reference to this, and I'm just going to say something about it, which is Michelle and I are unique. We have a little different way of working with people. I like to describe it this way just so people can get it, and I don't know. She may have more to say about it. When she touches someone, she knows exactly how to move with them and how to move them. She might rotate somebody around, spin their legs. I mean, she might do any number of things, even touching on the jaws and in certain places where we don't always connect the jaws with the hips. We don't always connect the speaking with the sexing, but they are very connected, all of these body energy centers. So Michelle puts her hands on people and she kind of knows, She even sometimes feels what happened, you know, on the playground or in your first dental experience. She can kind of get there was a trauma there. And I don't do that exactly. I put my hands on people and I kind of know what needed to be said that never was said, like setting a boundary or saying no. And I don't know, sometimes a phrase just comes to me like, how could you have done that? Or leave me alone. I don't know why I hear the exact words, but I hear the exact words. And so I'll just say to somebody, try saying this.
It sometimes amazes us. We sometimes look at each other and go, whoa, that was pretty cool.
It's magic.
It's magic. But everything that comes into our bodies is through our touch on a body, and we move. We just move in that organic, authentic, deep way with people, and their bodies tell us exactly. So this is why it's the transforming trauma through our touch. We touch bodies, physically put our hands on a body. Sometimes we'll start a session by having a person lay on the floor, and we will sit on either side of them and gently put our hands on their rib cage and belly and just wait. We will just wait until the body that we're touching tells us how to move. Sometimes it will be right to the jaw. Sometimes it will be right to the feet. Sometimes Lori will head north and I'll head south. And sometimes we'll meet in the middle. And sometimes we'll rock a body until something kind of shakes loose. There's no prescribed way we move because each person is so individual with their own movement that needs to happen for their freedom and flexibility and movement.
Well, we're going to stop right there for a second and take another break. If you just joined us, you are joining myself, Lori Handlers, and my partner that I work with, Michelle Younger, and we're talking today about a very powerful modality that we deliver to people that we call simply Sessions with Lori and Michelle. And we do these, sometimes we call them Sessions with Michelle and Lori. So, you know, we don't, as long as you find us, we don't care. Michelle is Michelle Younger, and she's really been working with people for a very long time, over 22 years on bodies. And I can just tell you, the first time Michelle worked on me, it was astounding. I got up off the table and I had no pain in my body. I had no pain in my tailbone, which I had fallen on and broken years before in the bathtub. I had no pain in my lower back, like my sacrum. And I felt taller, and I felt like I wanted to keep walking. Like I got the dog and I started walking the dog around the neighborhood because I didn't ever want to sit down again. I wanted to never have a feeling of compression in my body. I wanted to always have that feeling of expansion, like what I had when Michelle first put her hands on me. Now we've created something together that is even more astounding. So that's what we're talking about today. When we come back, we're going to be speaking about when men come to us. We've told you a little bit about when women come to us, and now we're going to talk about men because they need this kind of attention too. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Sex and Happiness. Hey all, want to have a real adventure this year? I, Lori Handlers, personally invite you to come with me on a tantric tour of the heart of India from November 19th to December 1st, 2012. You'll see the Taj Mahal and visit the fabulous Fatehpur Sikri, home of the great Mughal king Akbar. You'll experience the sacred lake of Pushkar and visit the pink city of Jaipur. Then at dawn, from a boat on the Ganges in Varanasi, you'll see exquisite Hindu prayer rituals. Then you'll see Sarnath, where the Buddha gave his first speech after attaining enlightenment as well. And then you'll explore the exotic Kama Sutra temples in Khajuraho. You'll have ample opportunity to see these world-renowned temples up close, and you'll even get to meditate inside. Finally, you'll shop till you drop in the Paragonj Bazaar in New Delhi. Throughout the tour, I'll be teaching tantric techniques and principles, and I promise that you will shift your consciousness and come closer to attaining your spiritual goals. For more information about the tantric tour to the heart of India, call me at 202-686-7440. That's 202-686-7440. Or write to me, Lori, at butterflyworkshops.com. You can find out everything you want to know at butterflyworkshops.com, tantric tours. Please note that no previous experience of Tantra or yoga is necessary. I invite you to join me in this unique experience touring the incredible country of India, and I must warn you, this is not your typical tour, and you are not a typical tourist. Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and my guest today is Michelle Younger, and Michelle is my partner in a certain work that we call Sessions with Laurie and Michelle. And in case you don't know how to spell my name, it's L-A-U-R-I-E. It's not that other four-letter Laurie. And Michelle's name is with one L, M-I-C-H-E-L-E. So you'll look for Sessions with Michelle and Laurie. And this segment, we're going to be talking about men and couples. In the last segment, we told you about why women come and the kinds of conditions that women come with. And now we're going to talk about men. Why do men come to us and what kinds of things can men benefit from when they have sessions with us?
I'd like to say that if we haven't said it aloud to you, that much of our work begins on the body, on a neck, a belly, a knee, a foot.
You kind of said that.
Well, I wanted to go a little further and say that then our work does take a turn later, and we do internal work. I put gloves on and I go into the mouth when it's necessary to relieve the tension and stress and cellular memories of the jaw, the TMJ. Many of you know what that means. It's that delicate joint right up when you open your mouth. It clicks sometimes. Those of you that it clicks, you know exactly what that is.
Is it called temporomandibular?
The temporomandibular joint. It's your temporal bone, and your jaw is called the mandible, and it's your temporomandibular joint. And that's where many people store, actually all people do.
I clicked mine just now.
Yeah. All people store stress and tension there, and some it turns into pain, and others it's just a tightness. Like Clint Eastwood, when you look at Clint Eastwood, he's got their clenched feeling to him. You can actually see the muscle in there bulging. And we also go...
How about Arnold?
I don't
I care
about
Arnold.
He has that.
He's too.
A very large something. Probably carries a lot of stress there. But we also go into the vagina, and we go into the rectum. And that's how you would actually address the tailbone and the sacrum. I can work as a massage therapist hours on the outside, but to go into the body very gently, consciously, to go into the body and touch the places where those cellular memories are stored brings relief. It creates space in the body. It moves congestion out of the musculature and the tissues. So there's a space is created. And we always speak of our intentions in the what we want. What are we intending to have? If we're not going to have stress and tension and horrible cellular memory, what do we want to plant and seed from the inside? So whether it's a woman and we're going into her rectum or her vagina, we create space for her freedom, flexibility, and movement.
Always.
Always. And we always do this with men too. Men's sacred spot, their prostate, is a place of concern for many diseases these days.
Well, it's out of control. The whole prostate thing with men is like the disowned part of the body.
Exactly. Too much stigma around pleasure and touching that area. Men don't even know how pleasurable that can be. But from a health standpoint, I'd like to say that it is important to decongest the prostate, and the only way to really do that is to put a glove on, put lots of lube on, especially if it's your first time, and slide a finger right in there, and to gently move and touch those tight areas. It's a whole process, and we do that, not to jump too far ahead, but we teach this in couples and people who are in relationship, how to minister and heal one another that way too. Not only do we do the sessions, we teach the sessions. We're going to talk a little more about that, but men with and without prostates, men who've already dealt with the disease, who've already dealt with cancer and precancerous conditions, and have had their prostates removed, they still have a sacred spot. And what we do is we touch that sacred spot, the musculature, and the trauma area where that surgery took place, whether it was laser or with a scalpel or however they removed that prostate, there is emotional and physical scar tissue from that. So we address the emotions of that experience. We address the mental upset of that, of course the performance and the failure and all the different areas that will debilitate men.
And also we address the emotions that were there to start with that even made the condition happen and manifest where a man would need to have his prostate removed. I mean, right. Nobody sets out in life and says, oh, I think when I'm about 50, I'm going to have my prostate removed. They don't think that much about it, but that's the problem. Almost no one puts any focus on their prostate and on prostate health. Most men don't have a relationship with anyone that actually enters the anus unless they stumble upon the pleasure there, and not that many men do. So they have a relationship with their proctologist, and that's not very pleasurable or stimulating. That's not the only relationship to have. And I'm talking about straight men here, but even men who prefer to be with men don't always know the pleasure we're speaking about, and many men who prefer to be with men also have prostate cancer. So it's an epidemic. It's really an epidemic in our time.
Well, we address that. We bring an ease to the body there, a rest about what has happened, and many times enhance performance because we have taken the time to work the musculature and the scar tissue in that area. So however men are now having their erections and the many different ways they do, they're more potent, they're more powerful, and sometimes even their preferred technique of getting an erection is less, there's less struggle with that because they have an increased feeling of
movement, flexibility, and freedom.
Yeah, and confidence.
Yeah, a lot of confidence. And I want to make a distinction here because there's a lot of people who have heard of tantric massage. There's a lot of people who have gone on, I don't know where, the internet or somewhere to find somebody who would do this kind of work with them. And I want to distinguish that what we do is not that. It's a freedom and a flexibility, and we're focused on your intentions, and it's not necessarily sexy in a session with us or sexual. We don't do happy ending trauma touch.
Right. Yes. We don't wear our happy clothes, our go to the bar, meet men clothes.
No, we don't. We're very serious about this as a healing modality and transformational modality. So I just want to say that in case you're listening to this through a different filter, this is not that at all. And this might open you up to that. This could open you up to having way sexier times with whoever your partner is. And it's not that online fantasy thing. It just really isn't that.
Yeah. I'd like to say something more about that, that we do teach couples how to touch one another in a similar way that we do this work. When we teach couples, everyone's in the room. The beloved is in the room with you. And we show how to do this. We work through the emotional conversations with both of you. One of you may actually touch with us how we do this, and then we put the gloves right on you and sit you down right there and talk you through the session. So when you go home, you're not fumbling. You're actually having an experience that you've already had, and you can feel to be one another's healer. You can use your sexing to lift one another emotionally, that you know what to do should you be having an intimate sexual encounter and one of you has an emotional remembrance, a cellular remembrance, and how to hold one another that way and be gentle and not afraid.
That's great.
To remove the fear of what should happen if one of you might cry or remember something.
Well, I wanted to just have you talk for a moment about, you mentioned gloves, and it was one thing that you said gloves, about you putting on gloves, but you said putting gloves on a partner of a couple. Now, these are people who might have been sexing for years and years and years, and Why would they use a glove?
Oh, wow. Well, gloves actually take so many variables out of the situation. It takes any roughness or calluses out of our hands. It takes that out. Any hangnails or longer nails. Sometimes our tissues are so sensitive, we don't even know why it hurts, but sometimes even the fingerprint, the ridges of a fingerprint on your beloved's hand could touch your sensitive tissues in a rough way. So when we use gloves, non-latex gloves of any color you choose, that could be a little sexy, I don't know, that with gloves and lubrication, it's such a smooth and silky feeling in the body. There's nothing that will distract from the sensation of pleasure when you're moving in that way.
You could develop this as a whole new taste for your sexuality.
Yeah.
So I wanted Michelle to be clear about that with you so that you understand when we tell you that the partners also put on gloves, it's kind of a fun new feeling for some people.
Yes. Yeah. And certainly it takes any question out of if you're working in the rectum or having anal play at all, that there's no question about being sanitary or any ickiness, especially if this is your first time around in that, if it's your first rodeo.
Well, on that note, we're going to stop for a minute. We have one more segment. And in the next segment, we'll probably pick up a little bit more about how we work with couples, and then we'll talk to you about who has called us, why they called us, if you or somebody hearing this, why you should call us, and the options that you have for working with us. So this is Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and when the break is over, I'll be back with Michelle Younger. Stay tuned.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Laurie's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Laurie is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Laurie sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Laurie Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
You're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness, and hopefully you're getting sexier and happier by the minute. This segment of the show is brought to you by Sex Butter, a wonderful lubricant with all kinds of enhancements. So you'll hear a little bit more about that a little later in this segment. I'm back here with Michelle Younger, my partner that I do special sessions with, and that's what we were talking about, sessions with Laurie and Michelle. And we were speaking about couples learning how to do what we do with each other. Was there something more that you wanted to add about that, Michelle?
Yeah, a little bit. There's something about couples moving with one another that's different than how Laurie and I move with people. That we're not your beloved. You may love us a lot, but we're not your beloved. So we're not going to have sexual experiences with you. We are going to touch you to move the emotional baggage, to remove cellular memories that are unnecessary for your joy and your happiness. We're going to
build you and empower you in a way that very few people have ever done. I mean, that's part of the magic of what we do. Yeah.
And how that's a little different than us teaching you to do the physical work with your beloved is that we're not attached. We care for you deeply, and our intention is always to create space for freedom, flexibility, and movement. And we don't have an attachment or a charge on how you move sexually with one another. So it is different. We are the free space. And I know maybe it sounded a little ambiguous about how we do this, but what happens in sessions with us is people will tell us what they want. And as we speak and touch, we keep coming back to the true, authentic intention. Mostly people want more joy. They want to have more days that they feel good. They want to have intimacy, physically and emotionally, with another, whether they have a partner at the time or not.
And they want to have great, hot, banging sex.
They do. They also want financial freedom.
Right.
And they also want to be free of their mother's voice in their head. And they also want to be free of what they did when they were 12 that they're still guilty about.
Right.
And these are the places we touch deeply, cellularly, and organically with people.
Yeah. I hope it's translating to you. That's what I want to say. It's incredible to watch. It's incredible to have it. Us put our hands on someone and see the transformation. It's a pretty fast modality. It really doesn't take forever. Yeah, it's our passion to do this. It really is. Our expansion, it's our pleasure. It's our life's purpose to really free people from suffering. And they have suffering a lot and in many, many ways. People have called us from as far away as Panama. We live in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and we've had calls from Boston and Hawaii who come in. These people fly into Phoenix and they stay with us for 3 days. They come in, they stay for 3 days sessions with us, and then they go away, and then they might come back again for some more. We have follow-up calls with people. The people in the Arizona area, we work with them no less intensely, and yet they're able to have ongoing sessions with us for 2 hours at a time because they're not far away. They usually have 6 sessions, something like that. And the people who come in from out of town, they come in for 2.5 to 3 days because they need a lot of work in one continuous movement. So it's like a private workshop, like something you might sign up for online and then go to it. The only student in this is you, or you and your partner. So that's the way we work. And you would come to us if you are suffering from any of the things we talked about, or just feel blocked, like you just can't move in your life. You're happy about everything else, but you can't stand your money. Or you're happy about everything else, you're having a breakdown in sex. Or you are having some kind of blockage where you can't speak your boundaries or you can't speak your truth. Your boss is oppressing you and you just haven't spoken up, and you can't, and it's been years. You don't know what to do. So those are typical. Anything to add?
Yeah, I'd like to say at some point, all women have painful sex, have painful penetration, have pelvic floor pain. At some point, whether it's a day or a month, years, sometimes during their change in life, moving into menopause.
Or out of menopause.
Or out of menopause. Or after the death of a spouse, when you're just going back into dating, and maybe the pain isn't so physical, but certainly emotional. Anytime there's a suffering, a tightness, a conflict in the body, that would be the time to look for outside touch to help you through those.
You know, I want to say something here that I feel really passionate about, and I know that you agree with me, even though I don't know that we've had a conversation about it, but that just is, sometimes when women have lost a spouse, they just feel like, okay, that's over now. And they don't look or seek to have sex anymore. It's not that they don't want it, but they just like put it away. Like they put it away in their drawer with their panties. It's an image that they'll never, ever have sex again because they're over 50, they're through menopause or whatever, and they don't, you know, who would ever pick me? They have this feeling. And I strongly feel, and I know Michelle does too, that having sexual health, even if you're in solo sex, is healthy.
Yes.
Moving your sexual energy is your birthright, and it's something that keeps the rest of your cells and your neurotransmitters firing. And if you're not having sex and you're not moving sexual energy, there's a piece of you that's not healthy. Actually, it's dying. So to let go of your sexuality just because you've lost a partner or a spouse, we feel not to ever let it go. Like to keep those neurons firing and firing and firing, no matter what life situation you're in, no matter what your age is. It's just really important. And we feel the same way about men men don't usually let it go so quickly as women do. They kind of just put it on the shelf like they're never going to find anyone else. And you don't need to find anyone else. Find yourself. And if Excellent. You need to find us, then find us.
Yeah.
So this is Laurie Handlers on Sex and Happiness, and I'm thrilled to have had my guest Michelle Younger here, my friend, someone I really co-create with. Michelle and I are very close, and this thing that we do is just really our creative passion poured onto you, the canvas.
No one else does what we do.
No.
No one else does what we do. People do things, and they do this part or that part, and I can really say my feedback, my testimonials, people call me every day. Laurie and I just got a text message from a beautiful young woman that came to us, young woman, early 20s, said that she can't imagine what her life was like 2 days before she had a session with us, how free she is, the powerful speaking that she's had in just a few days of working with us. So it was encouraging to know and really a confidence builder for her that she could walk free of the things that were weighing her down on her shoulders, in her jaw, and through her hips. And now she walks free at this young age. It's awesome. It's extraordinary.
Well, thanks for being my guest today, Michelle. Yeah. It was wonderful, and hopefully it shed a lot of light on things for people, things that people don't talk about. Yeah, you can give us a call anytime. You can call me at 202-686-7440, or of course, you know, you can write to sexandhappiness@gmail.com for more information about this. And you can call Michelle at 336-817-2777 to find out more information about this, and we'd be glad to send you a flyer.
I'm speaking today with Bonnie Gale, who is the co-creator of Sex Butter, a wonderful new female enhancement product that can be used by females and males. So tell me a little bit about Sex Butter. How did you get the name Sex Butter?
The Sex Butter, the product itself, actually looks and feels like butter and melts into your skin just like butter does when you touch it. And it's for sexual enhancement and lubrication. So I wanted something really direct that let people know what it was about.
Well, it sounds absolutely yummy.
It is.
Does it smell yummy? Does it have a taste and a smell to it?
Yes, it smells like dark chocolate mint, which I think is pretty yummy. And the taste of it, it has a kind of like a taste like coconut oil.
Oh, but the smell sounds wonderful. Dark chocolate and mint. How wonderful is that? When people use Sex Butter, what can they expect? Like, what can the woman expect? We'll start with her.
Okay, I apply it internally onto the vaginal walls and the G-spot area as well as the clitoral area. And it really makes internal orgasms easy and effortless. I mean, the sensation is just amazing. And there's a little surprise that comes out for those men who are not used to their women having internal orgasms that can be accomplished with Sex Butter.
I like the idea of a surprise.
So do the men.
If men use it alone, is that okay too?
Oh, yeah, they can definitely use it alone. And the really amazing thing for men, they feel sensation even after they have orgasm, so the recovery time is really shortened big time.
It sounds like everybody should try Sex Butter, don't you think?
I think everybody should try Sex Butter.
How can people get Sex Butter? How can they order it?
We have Sex Butter in 1 ounce jars. It looks like a high-end eye cream, so people don't have to be embarrassed when they order it. It doesn't look sleazy or porn-like. So have little travel packs that people can take along. They can actually, each one can be used like up to 3 times.
How can they find out about it?
www.sexbutter.net.
Sounds terrific. Thank you so much, Bonnie Gale.
Thank you.
Anyway, my guest next time will be a woman who does assessments with people and then gives them sessions about their beauty quotient, their sexuality quotient, and their health, like how they can actually get coached into feeling very, very complete and whole. And I can't wait to have her, so please tune in next time. Until then, this is Laurie Handlers. Bye for Sex and Happiness.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to make-